After a hand recount in the hotly disputed topsy-turvy race for governor of Washington State, the Democrat, Christine Gregoire, now appears to have won by 130 votes. To recap how the state reached this result, the original count from Election Day had Republican Dina Rossi the victor by 261 votes out of more than 2.8 million cast. Then a machine recount shrank Rossi's lead to 42 votes. Democrats requested a hand recount, which turned up more votes for Gregoire, and as of last night, she took the lead by 10 votes. Well, this afternoon, after King County reviewed more than 700 ballots that at one time had been rejected, Gregoire's lead grew to 130 votes statewide. That result, though, has yet to be certified. Earlier today, I spoke with Christine Gregoire, who said she wasn't yet calling on Dino Rossi to concede.
I have been asked to concede many times in this race, and so I will leave the decision to him as to whether he should concede.
That 10-vote margin, which is what you had as of last night, would have meant a victory for you of 36 one-hundred-thousandths of a percent, if I'm doing the math right. You're potentially looking at something that would be a tiny bit higher of that with more votes added on, but still an incredibly, incredibly tight election. How do you feel about that?
Well, very clearly, whomever is elected governor is going to have a challenge because we virtually tied. So it's going to be a challenge come January to really bring the state together and be able to address the very difficult issues that we're facing as a state. If Dino Rossi is elected, I pledge to support him because I think the good of the state is really at the heart of all of this, and we must move forward and unite.
Is it a result, though, that you think that voters would have confidence in, or would you just say, you know, this is inside the margin of error and maybe we should just have an entirely new election? That's what some Republicans have been calling for.
Well, this idea of a do-over is, as I liken it to my husband and I, when we practice golf, we have a mulligan, but it's only in practice, and this is not practice. It's been 16 months of a very long, hard-fought campaign. We've had an election. The system is playing itself exactly as it should under Washington state law. We have now done a manual recount, caught as many errors as was humanly possible to catch, and I have confidence in the system.
The Republicans are also saying if you're going to go and reconsider all of the disqualified ballots in King County, which the Supreme Court said they could do yesterday, then you should do that in every county in the state, including some that might favor Dino Rossi. Why not do that?
Well, I have a very different interpretation of what the Supreme Court said yesterday. They didn't give a hunting license to go find votes. What they did is they said King County should do what the other counties in the state have done, and that is when they have found that by government error some votes were not counted, they should be allowed to correct that governmental error. What's at stake here is 700-plus ballots that were by mistake and computer error not counted before, and so they're allowed to correct that governmental error. Other counties have already done that.
You say when these votes are counted, you will have a governor there in Washington state, but it sounds like one way or the other, Republicans are going to contest this election. They'll take it to the courts. It sounds like you could be looking at a fairly long period of uncertainty there.
Well, I find that very unfortunate because what's happened here is exactly the process that was unanimously reviewed and agreed to in our state in 2001, where Mr. Rossi, then serving as a state senator, voted for the very process that we're going through. So I think it's time for us to get the election over. It has taken a huge toll on my family. I know the voters of Washington State want this race to be over. And that's why I announced that when this hand count was done, I would live by the result, and I would ask Mr. Rossi and the Republican Party to do the same thing.
What kind of toll has this taken on your family?
You know, on any given day, we could get good news and bad news multiple times. So I know that my family needs to have this over and to move forward. And I am sure every Washingtonian feels the same thing. You know, we're dealing here in Washington State with a very difficult time now. We have our striker brigade at Fort Lewis, which was attacked in Mosul this week. A lot of our state, of course, is participating in the holidays. So I hope that everybody will abide by the result and allow Washington State to get about the business of serving the citizens.
Well, Christine Gregoire, thanks for talking with us, and happy holidays.
Same to you, Melissa.
Christine Gregoire is currently Attorney General of Washington State. The official election result is scheduled to be certified next week.